So this is our Practice Accelerator call for the month of January 2016, our very first one for 16. Hooray, Happy New Year. And, you know, it's the beginning of the year, right? So it's time for us to really look at our calendars for the year and set objectives for the year, and also to kind of look at the different pieces. Like I'm meeting with my team next Friday. It's a little bit late, but we've been kind of brainstorming about what are the programs, when do we want to offer things, how do we want to prepare for it for the year, so you kind of have a general layout of your calendar. Like, by this date, I want to have this program ready to go, or I want to launch this, or I want to, you know, start doing enrollment sessions with people. So it's a really good idea at the beginning of the year to kind of lay it out, and we can talk about that today if you guys want to. But these calls are open to whatever it is that you want to discuss, and it's good to get feedback from each other. And since there's not that many of us on the line right now, we can just go ahead and spend as much time as we need to with Kim and Diane. So what I like to do to start these out is always celebrate. So what's one thing you can celebrate? And here's the thing. Some people say, well, I don't have anything to celebrate. Like, everything went bad this month. I had, okay, I want you to find something you can celebrate, even if it's tiny, right? Even if it's your your roof does not have holes and it's keeping you warm or whatever. We've got to always look for those positives and, you know, same thing when we're coaching our clients. So who wants to begin?
Well, I'm happy to jump in because we have a lot of little victories. You had pointed out that there was a problem with the website when we had our call, and we were able to get that sorted out. We've got rough drafts of the recipe ebook and the Live It ebook. Somebody created an offshoot Facebook group from my transformational nutrition group where we literally get in there and we do some SEO all on each other's websites. We post comments, we share blog posts, and so we're all getting a lot more mileage because it's a smaller group, so it's easier to do that. The funny thing is you brought that up about the calendar, and literally – like right around New Year's, my sister printed out a whole bunch of like monthly calendar pages, and we were putting together like a larger vision board, you know, of things that we're trying to get, like a weekly schedule, a monthly schedule. So it's not quite what you talked about, you know, program launches and stuff like that, but we are working on that part of it. So it's a lot of little incremental steps, and the big stuff all went to hell, but we did a lot of little stuff.
Yep. And, you know, a lot of this stuff, when you're doing this, you go, it's really shifting your focus from being just this, like you a student, right, learning, and then getting into it, or can be like a solo practitioner, and then really looking at it as, this is a business, right? What are the revenue objectives? What's the minimum I need to be earning, and what's my stretch goal, and then okay, well, how does that break out to be monthly, and then how does that break out to be weekly, and how do I make those objectives? And you start to think more like a business owner than just I'm just going to help people, right? Because we all want to help people, obviously, but we also need to make a living doing it.
Yeah.
So good for you. Good for you. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Kim, and I just saw Allison pop on. Hi, Allison. We're going around and doing our celebrations. I'm glad you're here. So, Kim was going to do her celebration. Diane already did her successes, and then we'll give you an opportunity to do yours. And Steph just came on, too. So, welcome to the call, Steph. You're just right in time. We're doing our celebration, so you guys think about what is it that you can celebrate. What are some wins, you know, that you can celebrate? Diane already did hers, and we're going to go to Kim. So hey, Kim.
Yep. Yay! Thank you, dear. I had this past month a first client referral from the doctors, in the building that I'm in. So my office is in that medical office building with three family docs. So I had the first referral, which was awesome, this past month in December. And also that came up to the table is an angel investor from Dallas who really wants to invest in the nonprofit that I have for the children, and also which I'll be doing the heart math teaching in the schools, and then also, the Be Well Solutions in reference to the nutritional component. So he's really excited. So I'm just kind of doing the steps moving forward intuitively as well in that space with him. And also another piece that came onto the plate is a connection that I have with this woman out in Utah. There's a retreat center for sale in Montana that we're looking at to do a purchase of for corporate retreats in reference to the whole wellness component.
Wow.
So that all came up within the past month, and at the same time I'm like in my head keeping my feet grounded, right, and keeping my focus of, all right, now, it's about the wellness nutritional component for sure, and also the heart math tech. I mean, that whole thing, right? All combined.
Right. Well, it all ties in. It's all the same thing,
and,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like these three things are like, aside from my client, that's what keeps me grounded, right? Getting those and keeping that focus on, okay, I need to build this practice is what I truly feel, but I also have these other things that are out there as well. So it's kind of like juggling that piece to get the revenue flow now. Right?
Yep.
And
yep.
Just keep that focus. So, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, one of the things you learn, I mean, sometimes there's an opportunity and you have to really sit with that opportunity and see if it's a good opportunity. Sometimes you don't want to just take an opportunity because it's a fear of missing out. You have to actually look at it to see if it is, it is, makes sense, it's in alignment with your values and what your long-term mission is, and is it going to be in alignment with short-term, can I stay afloat when doing it? So sometimes we do have to say no to what seems like an amazing opportunity, but it's a not now, right? Sometimes we have to just, we don't say no, but we say not now. I don't believe in learning to say no. If it's something you want.
Right.
But not now
is
a really good approach. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like there's a lot on your plate, and I can't wait to have our two-hour strategy session. I think it's next week.
I know. Me too. I'm so excited.
Yay. All right. Thank you. So we'll go to Allison, and then we'll go to Steph. Hey, Allison.
Hi, everybody. It's lovely to hear all your voices again. I was really getting close to burnout before Christmas, so thank you for giving me the space when I needed it. Celebrations. I went through a new goal-setting process, which I'm going to share with you on the NEPA page between Christmas and New Year, which was fantastic. And through that process and my dream board, I could see that I had to leave the NHS. I just couldn't. It was killing me. I completed the response to this complaint that's been hanging over me since October on New Year's Eve. And completing that and sending it and signing it was a relief. I've got a letter back yesterday saying he didn't accept it anyway. So there's still that, still in the air. But for that period of time between New Year's Eve and yesterday, it created so much freedom and momentum and vitality in my energy, and it made me realise that one of the problems is these high expectations of GPs and no support when you're going through that process. So Guy said, I can't possibly leave the NHS, which is what he said repeatedly every time I said I need to hand my notice in, every time I've said that over the last 6 years, every time he's got into a mad panic. And he said, well, we may as well sell the house and go and live in a pit then. He suffers from PTSD, and that's why he overreacts to these things. But he won't accept any therapy. You and I know that there are many therapists that can help him. Anyway, so he said I couldn't because of the lack of security. And then the following Tuesday, the 5th of January, I got an email headhunting me for the Marion Gluck Clinic, which is the top bioidentical hormone clinic in the country.
Awesome.
2 days later, I had my notice at the practice, Thursday the 7th. Monday the 18th. That was accepted. I had my interview at the Marion Gluck Clinic on Friday the 15th. And then I've got to have a follow-up interview because the CEO wasn't there on the 1st of February. I was hoping to start working for them from the 1st of February. They would rather I was an employee, but they understand that I want to be building my own business at the same time. And so they understand that. So my aim is to work 2 days a week from February because I've got those 2 days spare at the moment. From the beginning of April, my CCG role disappears, and so I've got Wednesdays free, relatively free, although I still got to be school then, so I'll have that free to do my other stuff. And then I work out my notice so that I will be free of the NHS at the beginning of July, when I'll also be free of the school that I'm school doctor for, because the headmaster promised me that my daughter would still have her discount on the basis of her art. So, you know, that's another thing that's been stopping me from doing this. And then in addition, because of all that energy, and I've been much more positive about my network marketing business, I was the top associate sponsor in Europe the week before last for my network marketing business. There's a load of momentum and stuff going on with that as well, which is really exciting. And so there we are. So there's lots of things going on.
There's lots of things going on. And you know what it points out, Allison, is that when you clear space, then things can come in. But if you don't have the space, these other opportunities don't come in. And energetically, you're just so... you know, frantic and short on time and energy to do all this stuff that the universe would not send an opportunity your way unless you made space. So even though the space isn't there right now, you've made space. And so you've got this, you've got the NHS, you've got the security of that until July, and you've got a lot of opportunity to get those programs going finally, right, the ones we've been working on, get them going, get them out there, start creating your own income, and get this other clinic thing going, which is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. I'm excited for you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And do we still have our talk call tomorrow? I think it's
yes.
I mean, I'm happy to push that. You know, I want to support you in this, so I'm happy to do whatever you need with that. So don't feel like, oh, yeah, we have it, but I'm not ready and I don't want to do it. So, like, I'm leaving that open for you.
Okay. Thank you.
And if you can't do it, it just gives me a hole in my calendar, so I am not worried about it. Okay? But I do want to be there to support you however you need it. Fantastic. So let's talk to the traveler lady, Steph. Hello. You're on mute. Unmute yourself, Steph. I am not hearing Steph.
Oh,
is anybody
okay,
else hearing
here.
Steph?
Is that better?
Oh, yes. Now I hear you.
Okay. There we go.
Good. Are you still in the U.S.?
I am, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I think I would like to celebrate that I've got myself kind of back up and running after a little bit of a setback at the end of last year. I've got a couple of modules that I've created over the past week, and I've almost finished the MDS webinar, which I'm really excited about. My third slideshow that I made.
I'm so glad because you were really resistant to slideshows is the impression I got, which I didn't understand. I'm real resistant to what you do, which is, you know, face in front of the camera. So it's interesting how our different comfort levels play in.
Yeah, it is really interesting. I have a fear of, I feel like I'll be stuck with this particular content, and then if, but of course not. We can still talk. So
you
I'm
still
a,
talk
over it.
About how yeah. how times do I spend like half an hour on one slide?
Yeah, but yeah, so happy now that I'm not, you know, lying on my couch feeling sorry for myself. You know, I was able to, while I'm traveling here, I was able to complete like the core wellness first module, which I'm really happy with. I'm doing this other brain program with somebody else, and I was able to complete a module for that, and I'm really happy with that. I've been able to have calls. Everything seems like it's getting better. My circadian rhythm is back. And I know it's really not business-related, but it was really impacting everything. So,
yeah. Well, it is business-related because your health is so your health is your business. Your business is your health, and if you don't have it, and, you know, a step back like that is, I mean, it was horrible for you to go through it, but, Lord God, what a learning experience for sharing with your clients how insidious and how devastating that whole thing can be
when you have an accidental exposure to a severe allergen.
Right. Yeah.
And you
yeah,
can talk
like,
firsthand with them, like, you know, we got to look really carefully here. So it's a good learning experience.
Yeah. Yeah, when I'm ready, I'm going to share with them. It's still a little it's too close to home, but maybe in
yeah.
a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, good for you. Congratulations. And when are you heading back to Canada?
I am on my way. We are on our way.
Okay.
Big country you have. Here. Yeah.
Well, you're in Utah and California, and that's pretty far away. Both of them are pretty far away from Vancouver. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. So let's go back through in the same order, and let's talk about what we would like to accomplish and what you need support on today. So let's start with Diane.
Okay, I think right now I have some ideas for sources. I want to start looking into places to research for, you know, getting some good background information on the gluten program, but also the other ebook idea I have tying in the gluten, GMOs, and stuff like that. I mean, I have, like, of course, Tom O'Brien's website, Jeffrey Smith's website, and things like that, because I'm also working on making the list of things that I definitely want to include. Like, you know, I want to have a good comprehensive list of hidden sources of gluten, you know, like the postage stamps, the shampoo, stuff like that. And, you know, the alternative names. So I'm kind of in the organizing phase right now.
Got it.
So if anybody has, like, any good resources that I may not know about, if they want to post them on the NEPA page and say, you know, you might want to check this person's website or something like that, you know, that's something that could
I have
help.
Something
I
for
know.
You that I've compiled.
Okay.
And it's in our book. It's somewhere on our site, but you can also get it by going to drritamy.com/glutenfree and opting in there. But it's a book I put together called Eliminate the Gluten and Accelerate Your Health. It's a little ebook, and
okay.
It's basically a transcript of something I did plus some resources, but it's got like a 3 or 4 page hidden sources of gluten list in it. So that's a good
okay.
starting point.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have some other sources, so right now it's basically just the research, which, yeah, I wish I could farm out and have you guys do for me, but, you know, that doesn't quite work that way, so I'll be
doing
that.
Doesn't work that way.
Myself.
I want to farm out my research,
yeah.
too. But, yeah, I think if you go to the macronutrients module and you look into the protein section or the carbs
section,
it's in there. Or just go to the resources list at the end of that. I think it's there, too. Yeah,
I bet you're right. It's been a while since I did that one, but I mean, right now I think you guys could help me the most just by holding space, because, you know, some of you know and most of you probably don't know, you know, we've been going through a lot of personal challenges lately. We're still completely up in the air with what's going on with our mother. It's 2 months from the time she told us on Thanksgiving that she swore she had cancer to telling her doctor that she thought it was just a bruise, and that was not her regular doctor. She's not seeing her regular doctor until the end of this month. So this is 2 months that nothing is being done. And, you know, Deb and I just have to step back because we've been here before. It doesn't do any good to say, you really need to do something about this. So, but you know that we have potentially a very sick cat. So we have a lot of personal crises. We've both had temporary minor health issues. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with NAET, the allergy elimination technique.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know when my doctor asked me if I'd like to try this, just how insane the dietary restrictions can be.
Yeah.
And so I've had a very challenging time with that. And so it's been very difficult for me to keep my motivation and focus. And so I really need a lot of understanding, encouragement, and patience right now. I know I have a list of things I need to do, and I will do them, but I'm not sure how much effort I can put in at the same time. I've got this book promotion project that got dropped in my lap, and I can't just ignore that because I do have an obligation to other people involved, but also because my co-editor is a phenomenal salesperson, and this is going to be a passive income that I can put into the wellness business. So I can't just say, oh, sorry, I can't help. You know, I've got
No. That's one of those opportunities that come along that you just say, okay, what do I have to juggle? And that's going to happen no matter how well you plan out your year and you have all the blocks in. There are things that will come along. Like for me last August, like Ocean Robbins and John Robbins approaching me and say, hey, we want to do a launch with you. I didn't have that in my plan. I had all this other stuff that had to be juggled around and put on hold. Was I going to turn that opportunity down? No way. So you've got to look at that and say, okay, this new thing came in. What do I have to shift around? And so you're not in the middle of a launch. You haven't promised anything to anybody. So you have the ability to say, okay, I'm really struggling. Yeah. It's the beginning of the year. You go, okay, I'm going to say, this is a project. How much time does this project take me? What do I have to do to fulfill my obligations here? And then just do it and work everything else around it.
Yeah. Exactly. And even though it seems like a previous life, because it really does, I have not been focused on my fiction in like 3 years. But again, it's like if my first reaction was, oh my God, this is the world's shittiest timing. And then I'm like, no, wait, this is phenomenal timing. This is passive income stream. I need to do this. So, but it has made my life extremely stressful and insane. And so, honestly, I know what I need to do. I have my VIP day coming up next month with you. I'm good with a lot of that stuff. But I just, I would be so deeply grateful if you guys can just be patient and just hold some space for me because it has been a really rough couple of weeks.
It's been tough. So, what's the best way that we can do that, hold space and support you? How would you see that?
I honestly don't know, but if I post stuff about, you know, I try to stay positive, but if I do have to post something to let you guys know that, you know, things aren't necessarily going well, just, you know, just getting the love and the support from the community helps so much because, we're really devastated about our cat because we've only had her for a few months. She's a senior cat, and we took her to help a friend. And this has been just, you know, it's just been, there's bleeding somewhere, and, you know, they can't find it. We tried antibiotics. They did surgery, and, you know, you guys all have pets, I'm sure, or, you know, or children, or, you know, loved ones that you take care of that you know what it's like.
Yeah.
And so, you know, hell, I don't care if you just want to post a smiley face on my damn Facebook page.
Okay, good. There you go.
But it's really...
Yeah, and just reaching out. So reaching out to just say, hey, Diane, how's it going?
Because
we know that you
tend
to try to be positive.
And I'd been beating myself up for the past week about all the stuff I wasn't getting done, and it just occurred to me that it's like, if you guys know what's going on, you're going to say, oh, God, you know, just let it go. Take care of yourself. And it's like, because I would do the same thing if it were somebody else.
Right.
You know, but we make ourselves insane. So just knowing you guys are here is good. I know what I need to do, and you know, like I said, you can't do the research for me, but just holding that space is, and I see Allison's already. So thank you. I appreciate it very much. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Allison.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. So that's it. You know, we're here. We're a community. We all, you know, we have this shared goal, right, the shared vision of helping people and supporting people and making healthcare different, you know, and it's a big goal, and we want to support each other. But the self-care, as Steph realized, right, this little thing that happened to her that devastated her, and she was, like, feeling like, oh, I'm in the wrong place. I'm going to turn this all in, happened to just be a health challenge because she got exposed to gluten. And all of us are here for each other. We know it's hard. We know it's good work. And the support is super important. And as you guys create communities of your own, you know that that's really important to have that community support, that you're not doing this alone. And
so thank you.
You're not doing it alone.
Thank you for letting me share that and let you guys know what's going on, because I don't want to use it as an excuse, but it's been really hard. And, you know, I need to know that I have this safe space so that I can keep doing what I know I need to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
thank
I know
you.
The personal
stuff
is a particular challenge, and it's, you know, you can try it hard as you try to separate work from personal. It's pretty impossible to do. So just know, you know, that we've got your mother in our thoughts, your cat in our thoughts and prayers, and it's tough dealing with family members, you know. It's really tough to say. It's one thing to say we're going to let go and let them do what they need to do, and it's another thing that it's difficult to watch them deteriorate. So I know it from personal experience, and I can definitely, you know, feel the frustration and the powerlessness that goes along with that. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing. Anybody else have anything they want to say or add before we move to Kim?
Just we love you, Diane.
Yay.
Yes, I was just a big hug. And just reach out whenever you need to, because we're all here for you.
Thanks.
Appreciate that so much.
Thank you. So, Kim, do you want to follow that?
I don't know. I'm just, like, sending lots of love right now.
Good.
What am I hoping to get is just some clarity on, I didn't complete a lot of things that we talked about the last time, just with the holiday and everything going on, and just kind of keeping that forward momentum focus of the office at the practice.
Right.
But looking at completing a little book for the physician, as we spoke last time, of how to incorporate nutrition in a primary care practice.
Right.
One of getting that done as well is just kind of getting some insight into how folks started, like infancy started, setting up, the seminars are set up, but just launching them. The launch piece is where I am right now, and I know it's like I have the connections, have the people, and just wanting to know from others and get that feedback as well about just taking that step of stepping in and launching.
And when you say launching, clarify, please, are you talking the local seminars to bring the doctors together to see how they can promote you, or what seminars that you can share for the public that these doctors can then send people to?
Yep, sharing from the public, doing it with the docs is that's the easy task. It's just coordinating around their patient schedule, and it's going to really be a one-on-one thing with them. And it's going to be catching them when they can in between patients, because it's so busy, of course, because everybody's running there now because of their symptoms of the flu.
Right, the flu season now, right? Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, and running in to get their shots. But it's the big launch of, you know, the Boston seminar, the ones in Maine, and then setting up some in the Dallas area as well. So it's like I have these connections of people there, people wanting it to happen and just wanting to hear from others who've launched them of any struggles or any suggestions on just, you know, powerhouse moving forward with that.
Right. How, do you have dates for these, or these are still up in the air as far as dates?
Well, the dates, and that's what I'm going to be firming up with people this week. I've kind of put them off until this week, into next week, and just confirming dates and putting it on the calendar. And then
okay.
going.
So that'll happen soon, and you've got content, you said, already put together?
When I sit down.
Or outlined. Yeah, so that's usually the easy part, right? The content is the easy part. Just stand up and talk. The other part is the harder part. So it's the dates, and number one, I would say make sure that when you schedule the dates, schedule them further out than you think you really need, because a lot of times there's so much to do to get set up that we think, oh, yeah, just do that in 3 weeks. And you're going, oh, my God, what did I commit to? So leaving enough time is a biggie. So when you're sitting down with people and looking at calendars, are they going to do promotion, or are you going to do, or is it a combination promotion?
It's going to be a combination, because the people in the different areas, like out, you know, in Portland, Maine, and Boston, and Dallas, there's people there that have a huge network of people to utilize and spread the word as well, just to build that up.
Right.
So,
great.
Yeah.
So that takes away a lot of the pressure too, right? So they're going to do that promotion. You also want to make sure they have enough time. Lead time to do that promotion, and they've got venues and the whole bit, or are they going to handle all the venue stuff?
The one place in Portland does, Dallas, he has it at one of the universities we're going to use, and then Boston, they have space as well. Yeah, so they all
okay. So that's, so you've got a lot of the big rocks, like, and I'm going to do a seminar, it's like you've got three of those big rocks taken care of now. That's awesome. Right?
Yeah.
So it's really, so what is the particular, can you narrow down your question as to how we can support you with that? Like, they're going to help you with the promo. You can help write up, I guess, in terms of what you want to make sure you're saying. I don't know how they're going to promote it, whether they're going to promote it through a sales page, through flyers in the local community, but those might be questions you'll ask them, and ask them what do they need from you to be able to put together a good promo package that they do, whether it's a flyer or, you know, telemarketing or email campaign.
Right.
So that's a big piece. You know, are they going to do ads in a local paper? Do you need somebody to design a nice little graphic thing? So those are things to look at. And if it is going to be a flyer, make sure that you get somebody who knows graphics design to make something that's really appealing and that you keep it simple. You know, big bullet points, big topics, you know, problem words that are going to get people into it. Like, what are they going to go, oh, yeah, I got to go there. And we can have, you know, if you have copy or anything, just feel free to post it. Just post it to the Facebook group, post it to the VIP chat, and we can look at your copy and help you with that.
Yep.
You know, outline your target audience. That's a biggie, right? Who are these people? What are their pains? Because that's going to help you in the promotion, it'll help them to promote it. The other thing I would think of is more, what's the objective of getting these people in the room? Other than to teach them, obviously, but what's the objective from what's the next step for them?
To then connect and sign up for coaching sessions, right, and to continue on getting this piece of information. Okay, how do I integrate it? How do I do this on a daily basis and live a life full of vitality and disease-free living?
Right. And it's a one-day seminar, or is it a multi-day?
This one's just going to be a one-day right now.
Okay. And the reason I ask that is because if it's a 2 or 3 day, you could sell a much higher ticket item because you've created a rapport with these people for a longer period of time. And so if it's a 1 day versus a 1 hour versus a 3 hour, those all matter in what you're going to offer them. You want to get them engaged. You're not going to offer them a $5,000 program at the end of a day unless you are a master. You know, you've been doing it for a long time, or you've got a big name, you're a celeb, right?
Yeah.
So I would think carefully about what you're going to, what you want to move them into. Do you have packages and have entry, middle, high, or just have something that is a palatable amount to get them into your fold? When you sign up clients for your services, do you usually do it via having a phone conversation with them, you know, and sharing what you do and then enrolling them in a program, or how do you usually do it?
Correct. That way, or if they come in and they just want to have a discovery session and sit down and talk about what their needs are and if we can work together, and then we go from there as well.
Okay. All right. And so do you have packages already laid out, like, you know, a package of three services or a three-month program, or how do you do it? And do you have remote stuff worked out? Because obviously these, you don't live in all these areas.
Yeah, exactly. And no, it's not 100% done. The packages are for the local folks, but looking at, that's what I was sitting with yesterday, was looking at, okay, the online presence piece then for people that are all over, to be able to connect online once a week to be able to empower them as well.
Okay. So what you need to do then before you jump into this, I think you need to begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey says. What is it that you are going to sell them at the end? Don't be nebulous. Be very specific. You have a three-month coaching program or an eight-week or a six-week jumpstart program or something like that. What are all the pieces to it? There's that community support where they're going to come together on the phone and share. Are there educational pieces that you're going to add to that? Or are you just going to strictly have it be coaching? And then, like, really lay out what you want to give them and then come up with a price for that. If it's, like, way beyond, like, what you think you can get rapport enough with, that's always what you're thinking of. Will I have enough time with these people to establish enough rapport to offer them a program at this price? And instead, do I want to offer them something that's a stepping stone because we've had enough rapport to get them to spend $100 or $300 with me? Right, but I haven't had enough time to really establish the connection to offer them something for $5,000. And are you the only speaker?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what you're going to do is you're going to design your curriculum around what you're selling them. So you don't want to, like, talk about gluten-free, blah, 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 and at the end you sell them something to help their thyroid, right? It's a disconnect.
Yeah,
and so you're thinking about what you want to move them into. What do you think the next best step is? And what do you need to teach them here that gives them concrete stuff that they can walk away with, but also leaves them hanging and wanting for more? Does that make sense?
Yep.
Right? And so you can design your whole day around the action you want them to take at the end. So they're like, okay, what is she going to, how do I keep working with you? This is awesome stuff. So you're seeding throughout your content how, oh, I'm going to give you a jump start on this. These are jump start steps when I work with my private clients or when I work with people, or if you really want to get the full results of this, you know, there's a longer process, but for today, we only have, whatever, 6 hours together or whatever it is, so I'm going to give you the nuggets that I think are important. So you're kind of leaving them with, oh, there's more. Oh, there's more. How do I get the more? I want to get the more. And then you make an offer at the end for the more.
Love it. Yep, got it.
Yeah, and don't make it at the very end. Like, make it and then have another segment after that. And leave them hanging. Like, before we get into this last piece, which I think is, like, the most important takeaway you're going to have for the day, let me share with you a little bit about how you can get some ongoing support, because I've heard some rumblings on breaks and whatnot about how we continue to get ongoing support. You know, how could I actually do this in my life? So let me tell you a little bit about it. You make the offer for your program, and then you go into, like, something really hot that you don't want them to miss. Because what inevitably happens is the people who get their radar up and go, okay, she's going to be selling something, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And so when we do a three-day event, we always make the offer at the end of the second day. They're not out of there. They want that whole next day, right, whether they're interested in continuing with us or not.
Love it. That was my nugget that I didn't know I needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you got the, this is good because you've got the promotional stuff, they can handle it. And once you've got that content based around what the offer is, you can share those nuggets with them. You know, to put in to make sure that their marketing matches your message. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, cool. Does anybody else have any things to add to this for Kim?
Is there any way that you know, when you have, when you start launching, you know, we could, you know, be a chain and help you, you know, by posting links, you know, on our pages or, you know, helping spread the word. I'm happy to do that.
Awesome. Thank you,
you
know, so much.
That's great. Yeah, that's a great point because we don't know where all Facebook followers are. And easily say, hey, if you're in the Boston area, you know, my colleague, friend, you know, Kim is going to be doing this amazing thing. You might want to check it out. That would be great.
I have friends in New England. Yeah, I have friends in the New England area, and they might be interested in something like that. So, you know, let us know when it's getting close to launch time and, you know, come up with something that we can all share. And, you know, I'm happy to do that.
Awesome. Thank you. Awesome.
That's awesome. And, you know, one of the things about a live event, as much, you know, difficult as they are to put together, it's a really great way for people to just really fall in love with you and want more of you.
Awesome.
Yep. Great. Anybody else? Anybody else have any other comments for suggestions for Kim?
Just go for it, Kim. You've got amazing energy. This is going to be great for you.
Yeah, yeah, I know it. And then, you know, make sure that you don't try to do this in a vacuum. We've got the community post, you know, hey, this is what I'm thinking of. This is what I think the program is that I want to offer at the end. What do you think? And we can all give you feedback.
Awesome. Will do. Beautiful.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. Oh, thank you, Kim. That was awesome. So let's move to Alison.
Hi there, everybody. So the difficult thing is always is going to be reining me in and not me trying to do too much at once. So I really need to pace myself this time. But and I also need to not let the complaint energy bring me down because I've already felt it since I've had this letter back, even though he's seeking legal advice, et cetera, et cetera. So I've got to sort of maintain the momentum, which is, you know, it's working very well. It's very strange at the practice because I'm not involved in partnership meetings and decisions anymore, which is strange, but that's fine. That's all part of letting go.
You just get to see your patients.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Well, that clears up some of your space and some of the, you know, the overhead that takes in your brain as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm going on a speaking retreat in Portugal from next Wednesday, which is exciting. It's part of Joanna Martin stuff. I know I didn't need to go on it, and but there you go. Anyway, I'm hoping to be able to improve my free talk for that, but I haven't written my free talk yet. So, you know, it's about time I pulled the stops out.
Yeah, and it's next week and you haven't written the talk yet?
Yeah.
Let's just see what we can help you with there. You need to get that done, and you need to get it, again, like I said with Kim, what's the outcome you want? What's the step? What's the call to action that you want people to make at the end, and how do you design your talk so that they are, it's really an easy yes.
Yeah, yeah. So the big thing is going to be to make it around the menopause work, I think. So we've got a title around myth, method, and magic, and hormone therapy, myth, methods, and magic, and the call to action is going to be to come on to the menopause course that we talked about before. So I will retrieve my notes.
So you want to get them to a webinar? Is that what it is, where you're going to go through more detail? How much time do you have at this talk, by the way?
The retreat is to improve our speaking. So the idea is to have a talk, but there's going to be several. It's probably going to be 100 people there, so we'll each get a chance to give our talk, but not to the whole group, I think.
So this is a workshop. I thought you were doing the talk. Okay, so you're going to go there, and they're going to help you to design this talk.
Yeah, help me to improve it.
Okay, so you got to design it first, and they're going to help you to improve it. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, and then I've also been asked to talk by a geriatrician on the 23rd of February, which is exciting. That's going to be about over 75 examinations and everything, but it's still exposure and practice at being good at talking. And in addition, one of the things I need to make sure I do is get my systems set up properly, and I know how to do that. I've just got to put the work into it for my agreements. One thing, I've stopped my credit card processing system because it was costing me about £50 a month, and I wasn't processing any credit card payments at all. And now that PayPal will allow us to process credit cards, and most people are familiar with PayPal, I thought that just until I get regular payments coming in, I would manage with PayPal. And,
Totally. That's all I did until I had regular payments. I was not going to pay out the money until I was clearly way more than covering it. So, yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah, I mean, I was absolutely over-optimistic. Well, that's not new, is it? But I was over-optimistic about the VIP days I was selling the last year.
But even then, I think that so many people do it. Unless you have the reason to move to having your own credit card processor is when you've got online programs that are you're getting multiple people. You're getting a lot of transactions and a lot of smaller transactions. If you're just processing those big transactions, you take a deposit on PayPal and you just get them to wire you the rest of the money. You don't need to have the whole credit card. And with PayPal, they just can do that. They can say, hey, yeah, I just want to process through the credit card. So, yeah, I don't see any reason to do that until you've got a lot of transactions coming through. A lot of people asking about, like, American Express, which I don't know if they can do through PayPal. Maybe they can.
I think they can.
And the other downside for PayPal is I don't know that they have yet allow you to do recurrent payments, so payment plans.
That's right. It's complicated. Coaches Consult will teach you about that. You need a professional account with PayPal that costs money in order to have recurring payments.
So when you get to that point, you make a decision. Yeah. Do I go professional account in PayPal or do I go with a credit card processor? But until then, I wouldn't worry about it. And you can, if you're just doing small number of large payments where they're going to do, like, you know, a three-month program at $1,000 a month or £1,000 a month, then you just manually process that through PayPal. You just set it up so that they get an invoice each time. You know, it's small enough. It's when there's large number of transactions, you don't want to have to set that up manually. You don't have to think about it. But, yeah, good move.
Okay. And the Coaches Consult system helps me with the agreements. So I'm just going to finalize those. But the important thing is I've taken out membership of any meeting. I can stop it any month that I want to, and I've had it on hold for 3 years anyway. But I'm just so pleased to be able to hold webinars. My attendees are able to have text chats and get to know each other, and I'm able to record the webinar but without the text chat, which is exactly what I want to do because the text chat makes it not ever ready. You can't
Right, it's not evergreen, right.
Yeah, evergreen, that's the word. And so I'm really pleased with it, but I need to make sure that I'm using it effectively. And so that will bring in things like having, say, an Ask Dr. Allison session, and as well as the network marketing, to do the bioidentical hormone course through that. That's what I had in mind. So the thing is that, like your own system, it does allow you to save both the MP4 and the MP3, so both the audio and the video of the talk So you can separate them off, and people just want the audio can take them with them in the car or to the gym or whatever, which is exactly what I want because I know I need that flexibility.
Right.
So I'm really pleased with that.
If they didn't give you that, you just would take the MP4 and the software that you run it through, editing software, where then you render both the MP3 and MP4. So that's an easy thing. It is easier if they render it for you. But if you decide that you want to edit it, like say there was some power outage in the middle and you want to have somebody edit it, you can have them edit it and then render you a new MP3.
Yeah, good. And the other thing is that there's quite a lot of overlap between my personal hormones membership and the coach's console membership. So I need to have another look at that. And I think I can reproduce almost as good a questionnaire on Coach's Console as is used in Personal Hormones. So it's all good to have moved on from my VA team who were saying I had to have it on my own website, and they didn't see how Coach's Console works. But with the Personal Hormones one, it's great because it gives you a colour so you can see the score, but at the end of the day, it's an extra £54, $54, $59 a month on top of the coach's console. So it's an unnecessary expenditure once I've moved people over to the coach's console one.
So you would need to, in order to move it over, so the only reason that you keep that is because of the questionnaire.
That's the only, it has other advantages, but the other advantages are all duplicated on coach's console.
Okay, good. So what you do, here's what you do, right? You go in and you do a copy-paste of all those questions, and you decide which ones you want to keep, which ones you want to rephrase so it's more in your own voice. Get rid of them, add whatever you want to add. Now you've got a Word file with all those questions, and then you can go to something like Rent Decoder or Elance or Odesk or any of those places. And you can put out a bid, like, I need somebody who can do this. The other way you do it is ask Melinda or Kate in Coach's Console, because they have VAs that they've trained that are familiar with Coach's Console. And
yes,
you might be able to hire one of those VAs to take that and create a questionnaire in Coach's Console.
I've already got a Coach's Console VA that I'm working with. And it's been really good because she knows it back. She knows that that things aren't moving forward as quickly as she and I would like because I've just got to pace myself. And so she's accepting that as well, which is great.
Okay, well, ask her. Tell her that this is something you want to do. Ask her if it's something within her skill set or if she knows more of a program or type that she could coordinate with.
She can do it because she's already done that for me with an adrenal fatigue questionnaire and a thyroid questionnaire. They're already on the Coach's Console for me. So it's so cool.
Perfect. Block yourself out a couple of hours to take those questions out. Or if she's open to it, give her your access to your account. Say, can you go in and take these questions, put them in a Word file, and then give them back to me. I'll edit it, tweak it, massage it, decide, and then I'll give it back to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. When are you going to get it done? When are you going to start that? Because it's really what I'm stepping in here for is because there's a lot of stuff that takes a lot of time and we put it off. But there's a lot of stuff that doesn't take a lot of time that we can do our small piece and then hand it off to someone else. And I want to see you have that success because then you've got $60 or £60 a month, which is probably close to $100 a month that you've reclaimed.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Thanks. Great.
Right.
Is there
anything else
we can help you with? You've got a little bit more time.
Yeah, I think the support is just holding me accountable but not making me run before I can walk. So helping me to pace myself but still achieve. And that we can do through the Facebook group.
Absolutely. And let me just step in there. And for you to... Well, you missed the very beginning when we were talking, but was to look at your year, look at what you want to accomplish over the year, look at the time you have, like right now you've got a lot of commitments because you're still in NHS, and look at how much time can you dedicate to developing your program, to doing all these pieces, and then just have a plan for utilizing that correctly. I can help you prioritize, we can help you do that, but it's to hold you accountable is to really have you take that step. You know, you need to look ahead, to begin with the end in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So I think, I don't know what you think, but I think maybe if we defer tomorrow's coaching session until I've actually got some the emails and things to send to you for approval.
Okay. Absolutely, absolutely. Let me look at my calendar real quick, and I can get you moved to a different slot that actually will work quite well for me.
Well, maybe we'll go with the February one and store up tomorrow's one.
Okay, so we'll just take it off the calendar, and then we'll have February at the same whatever time we have that scheduled for.
Yeah, and I'll commit to using that time to get going with this.
Okay, that's what I was just going to say. Thank you. I want you to use that time, not to just, you know, kind of waste it away, but to actually sit down with, you know, pick one of the topmost priority, say what's going to get me closest to the money, and, you know, make that be what you use that time for. So I'm going to delete it off here, only this instance. Okay, you're still in there. Okie dokie.
Yep, okay, fabulous. Thank you.
Fantastic. You're welcome. Anybody else have anything they want to add or say in support for Allison? We're good? Okay, we'll have a chance to go around round robin at the end. And think about, as you're, you know, hearing other people, what are you learning from each person? I know that when I do masterminds, you know, it's like I learn so much from the coaching that other people get that it's phenomenal. So keep that in mind and make yourself notes of things that you may want to look at or evaluate for yourself. So, Ms. Steph, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, okay, so there is something that I need help with, actually, or that I would love to get help with.
Well, that's what we're here for, so.
Awesome. So when I woke up from my stupor, I realized that I wasn't enrolling people in longer packages anymore because I'm full.
That's a good thing. That's a good way to be.
It's totally a good way to be. However, the people that I still felt like I wanted to help, but wasn't ready to commit to something longer to, the only button I have on my website is a $97 Canadian, which is like $40 American at this point. it's not even a joke. For my consultation. And so what I've been doing is doing every single session for 97. Like, I have people who just... I have three people. They're all men. Men don't seem to want to buy a girly package of sessions. And so they're one by one-ing my $97 session. And some of them are taking, like, 2 hours, and I'm going over their labs and...
No. You've got to be really clear. So here's where we're going to help you. You've got to be really clear on what that $97 gets them. That it's not 2 hours. Of course, those people will just keep booking those sessions.
Yeah. There's three people that are doing that. And I'm like, wait a minute. This isn't right.
So I'm going to give you two distinctions. We have a one-off session. It used to be we used to have it. I don't do them anymore, but we actually, Jan and Lynn do. And they can do that once. They can do the one-off session once. So it's a loss leader. It's low priced, but at the end of that session, they're letting them know that, you know, if they want ongoing support, here's how they can do it, here's how they can get it private, here's how they can get it in a group session, here's some of the other programs we have, and if they want to continue, they have to move into something like that. We don't do one-off sessions.
Okay.
So that's got to be really clear when you do that first session that, you know, and I can get you into. If you're willing to do... If you're able to fit in the time to do these little $40 sessions with people, and let them sign up multiple times, then you have time to enroll them. You just enroll them. Maybe you don't enroll them into a three-month package or a six-month package. You just enroll them into a four-week or a four-session package. And what you include with that is some pieces that you've already developed, checklists, whatever, that you've developed for core reset or other things, videos, whatever, and you just bonus those in. So the package doesn't look like they're just paying for your time. They're paying for these extra goodies, you know, maybe a recording of a SIBO session if you think this person has SIBO or something like that. But you create just a little mini package. If you're not willing to sell three-month, six-month packages anymore, you sell these shorter-term packages, and you make that offer at the end of your at the end of that first time.
Okay. Okay. So I will go back and I will look at making some smaller packages as well as keeping my 6 months and 3 months package that I have. Should I have single sessions? Like, what if somebody gets the file?
No.
And they want me to look at their I need to look at their poop and give them a
Here's what you do. If you want to do that, then you sell them a poop analysis package. And the poop analysis package includes, so if you've never met them before, right, and you want to include a, you know, digestive analysis package, that digestive analysis package includes an initial talk with them, the lab, which you'll order for them, and you bundle it into the package, and then the interpretation. But the interpretation, you've got to really be clear. You're going to spend an hour analyzing it or whatever it takes you, and then you're going to spend an hour presenting that to them and giving them a plan of action.
Okay.
And then you want to follow up with them to see if they did it, right? So you could also do that. So you create a package. You don't, you know, you don't do just, run your stool test and I'll analyze it for you. Because you can't analyze somebody's poop in a vacuum without knowing their history.
Exactly.
And then you end up spending hours doing this and getting paid, like, for $100. And that's crazy.
That's exactly, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I were to do three sessions and a lab analysis of some sort, would... like
$497. What about for three sessions plus a lab? Does it include the lab itself or no? The lab cost.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see, including the lab itself.
Okay. If you include the lab itself, you're going to get paid $200 for three sessions. So probably six hours of your time. That's crazy.
Okay. Crazy. Okay.
Yeah, that's insane. It's got to be $1,000 if you're going to include the lab.
Okay. Okay. Duly noted. Okay, perfect. Okay.
You Steph Jackson, girl, you've got a reputation. You're getting out there. And you just have to, you can't underprice yourself because they'll go, You've got to put it out there. And you've got to feel confident. Everybody on this call is going, oh, my God, Steph Jackson. If I could get to talk to Steph Jackson for $40 for an hour, sign me up for 10 hours. Is that true? Anybody else? If Steph offered you a sessions for $40 an hour, would you sign up for 10 of them?
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'd sign up for a session with any of you guys for $40 an hour.
If I gave out $40 an hour sessions, I'd be busy 24/7 for the next 10 years.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So I won't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Now that I've had that talking to you. If I were to make something like a VIP day, I have this thing, I really want to have a VIP day thing.
Awesome.
And I feel like I want to include some time in nature. So it might end up being like a one day and then the next morning or like one long day. Like if they come to my, I just want it to be a possibility. I want to put it out there that if someone wants to come to my island, I can take them to the organic farm. I can take them whale watching. We can go on an herb walk, and we can do all that other stuff we just talked about, like the poop analysis and all that stuff.
The poop analysis, the kitchen, showing them how to make their food, recipe, you know, ideas,
right. All that. Yeah.
So what are you thinking? If you're going to do a day and a half of that, what are you thinking? price-wise?
I'm not sure. I mean, I was hoping it could be $9.97. But then if they come overnight, yeah, exactly. Here we go again. But so if they, like, if they come to me, they have to stay overnight. So I know that's not a good price. Can you help me?
Right. Well, if you want to keep it at $9.97, it's a six-hour VIP day, period. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay? And you can take them out in nature, and you can do all the kitchen stuff. If they want a two-day, then you can give them the option of a two-day. And you can make it $14.97 for the, you know, the day and a half one, the two-day one, whatever.
Okay.
But you can't undersell yourself, right? Because
okay.
What's happening is that takes you away from the time that you could be doing leveraged programs. So if you're going to do one-on-one, I got this talking to myself, by the way, so I'm, you know, clearly speaking, preaching from the choir or whatever, whatever they call
okay.
that. But you've got to value your time. So you have to think about, now, if you go back to, like, your 1997 year-long, six-month, whatever it is, the wellness thing that you're going to end up with a retreat in your thing, do you have one-on-ones
yeah.
with that?
I am going to give them 3 one-on-ones with that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's fine because it's 1997, you're giving them 3 one-on-ones. But
yeah.
you've got to look at, make sure, okay, this is a better comparison. Your 3-month, which is a lot of one-on-one, what's the price of that?
$19.97.
Perfect. Okay, so 3 months, $19.97, that works. How many hours of your time are you getting in there, your private time?
Right. Okay, so doing a little bit of slow math here, it probably ends up being, oh, I've never done this math before. It's not as
this
good
is
as
important
I thought.
Math.
Yes. So I'm probably spending at least 20 hours.
You're spending 20 hours of your time with them for $2,000. That's $100 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So minimally, I mean, I don't think that's enough, but minimally, that's what you have to charge people on. It should be more than that because those people committed to a larger amount. They get a lower price per hour. And we don't want to think in terms of that. We don't want to tell people this, but we've got to do this behind the scenes. So you cannot ever, ever charge anybody less than $100 an hour to talk
okay.
to you. It has to
okay.
be more or else you are degrading, you're devaluing that program that these other folks get.
Right.
And they're
yep,
your high end. So that's
yep.
the minimum, okay? Let's just work on that. You're not charging anybody less than $100 an hour.
Yeah. Okay.
So that'll help you price it, except the loss leader, which they can only do once. That's okay. And you're talking you're talking Canadian, right? The 2,000 Canadian.
Yeah, but we're switching it. I've already got the U.S. account, so we're switching it like in 2 weeks.
And you're not changing it. It's going to still be 2,000 U.S.
Yep. I'm going to keep
okay.
it the same investment, but it's just going to totally change my life. Yeah.
Totally going to change your life. You just got yourself like a 50% raise.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
you do that, and you look at the thing that's on your website for 46. It's going to be 97 U.S. now. So now it's 97 truly. That's fine. It's a 45-minute consult. You're very clear about that. You can give
yeah.
them lots of extra goodies that are free for you because you've already developed them, right? It could be
yeah.
a recipe planner. It could be a you know, whatever you want to throw in there. You can look at ours, and I'll post it on the Facebook group. Let me go. We've done this, and they set it up with any of our
okay.
nutrition coaches, and I'll send you that. Let me find it if I can. It's on our website, and then you add goodies to it. So what you don't ever want is people to be checking you out and saying, oh, she charges X an hour. Because even that $40 an hour thing, to somebody who works for minimum wage at $8 an hour, they're going, they don't see that you have all this overhead. They don't see that they walk into work, they do their work, and they actually get their $8 an hour.
Right.
That before taxes, you're taking off a whole bunch of that off the top because of the overhead of running your business.
Yeah.
Right. You
yeah.
don't want them to be even knowing what you charge per hour. So
right.
this is a good point for everybody. You don't want them to know what you charge per hour. Because really, that $40 an hour, if you're looking at their labs, you're charging them $10 an hour. You are getting minimum wage for that.
Yeah, exactly. It's totally happening.
Yeah.
Like I analyze, like if it's like their CBC, I do it myself first, and then I put it through the online lab thing, which prints out the report, and then I read the thing, and sometimes it's 40 pages, and then it's an hour and a half or 2 hours later.
No, that's a comprehensive lab analysis session, priced at $497.
Oh, okay.
And you explain it. You know, this is what I do. I run this. I run it through analysis. I read through it. I analyze it. I apply it to your specific needs. It's $497. It's hours of time. You know, you don't even say that, but you explain what you're getting and what you're going to get is. I wouldn't do all that for, you know, or that has to be they've signed up for a series of sessions and they can do it all in one session, but it costs them three of their sessions or four of their sessions.
Right.
Okay. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am giving you, I'm going to put into our Facebook group a link for all of you to model. I'm not saying this is perfect. I'm just giving you an idea. I want to improve it. I want to make it better. But it gives you an idea of this is a discovery consultation that we're having them do. We're going to give them great value, and we're going to tell them what they need for a long-term plan. And you always phrase it as, I'm going to give you this great value. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you three things you can do right away, and then I'm going to give you a long-term plan. And what's the long-term plan? If you don't like them and you don't want to work with them, the long-term plan is go find a nutritionist to work with or go find a functional medicine doctor to work with or whatever. And then, but if it's not and you want to work with them, the long-term plan is whatever of your programs you think is perfect for them. Maybe it's getting them into Core Reset. And we do that a lot on those calls. You know, Jan or Lynn will sign them up for Before Be Gone or Grand or something. Some of them are going, well, I want to be a health coach. They sign them up for, you know, something in the health coach realm. Some of them sign up for ESC from there. But it's what do they sign, or some of them sign up for like a three-month coaching package with Jan and Lynn, which we do have priced at $2,000. And I'll show you what that is. So I'm going to post both of those things into our Facebook group, but help me here. I never do Facebook on my computer. I always do it on the phone. So I'm not sure how to find the group. There's a way that you click something and then it shows, and it's at home. And it shows you your list of, here it is, I found it. And it's called the NEPA group. Forgive me, I'm a Facebook dunce, because I only do it on my phone. Groups, here we go. Okay, more. I'll look at more groups, and then I'll find our group. Here it is. Yeah, so this you guys can use. You can feel free to do swipe copy. Make sure you take my name out of it if you copy-paste from it. That would be a good thing. But, you know, I'm giving you permission to use it and tailor it. So that's our Jumpstart Your Energy. And then the other one I have is where is it? I just had it open. All right, let me open up my site again. Rita Marie and consultations. That's the 30 minutes. This is the 30 days. So you at least get an idea. The 30-day one hasn't been put onto a web page yet. It's just a PDF, but we're working on it. Okay. And you'll just get an idea of how you can do it and how you can price it. And your pricing shouldn't be much different than this, right? It could be a little lower if you want, but it can't be much different because this is what we charge, not for me, but for the coaches who are just, you know, on your level, right? But you have specialized knowledge, and you need to be charging. You don't want to leave people out, but you want to be charging. And if people want your expertise without the one-on-one, you get them into Core Reset. So at the end of that session where they've paid you $100 and you're saying, and they're saying, well, I don't want to sign up for a package. I just want to sign up for another one of these. You say, yes, I understand, but we only do this once. This is an initial. There's a lot more in-depth stuff I have to get into if we're going to work ongoing. If you don't want to work on a program, and you can get a lot of this information and you can get access to me on group calls – here's what you do, and sign up, and you give them Core Reset.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got to value your time.
Okay.
Okay, and your expertise.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Rita Marie.
You're welcome. Anything else?
No, that's it. That's what I needed.
Sorry, I was strong, but when I hear you say that, so, because I used to do that, been there, done that. Oh, it's, how much is it to see you? Oh, it's $75 for a half-hour appointment. And, you know, I set those up because maybe they're coming in to get their back adjusted or whatever. And they'd come in, and then they'd go, let me ask you about this, and let me ask you about that. And I'd spend an hour and a half with them, and then I'd still charge them $75 because I told them that. But it was $75 for a half hour. Twice somebody called me on it and said, but you said it was $75 for a half hour. We spent an hour and a half, so I should be paying you $225. And I'd go, oh, okay.
Yeah, that sounds really familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now I just got chastised by a coach for charging $25,000 a year for my diamond people. Because when we calculated how much time went into that of my time, it was some, like, ridiculous, you know, between 50 and 100 hours or something.
Right.
I said, that's not enough.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, either I drop that or I just create a program that nobody's going to sign up for and I don't spend, because it's a lot of my time. And she said, with that 50 hours that you're spending on each of those people, how many people could you get into the coaching program, the coaches program, this program? And I said, well, two people in that program pays for it. And she'd go, well, why don't you? Anyway, and you know, how many people are you going to impact if you train coaches? And I said, well, heck, a lot more than one. So it's just a matter of where you're at in your business growth and what the impact you want to have is and how much you want to be rewarded for your time, because your time is your most precious commodity. And you only have a certain amount of it. And if you're spending a ton of your time with people who are paying you $40 an hour, you don't have time to develop that practitioner training that we're all, like, waiting with bated breath for.
Right, yeah.
And the impact you can have and the income you can have from that practitioner training is way beyond. And then those $40 an hour people are keeping you from that. So you create a way. You've already created a way to handle the people who can't afford the high ticket. You've got the Core Reset. You've got your blog. You've got your videos.
Right.
You've got your cultured Christmas. And you've got all kinds of entry-level type things.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'd love to hear from others, like, their perspective.
Well, I can say that feeling undervalued in any kind of job sucks out loud. I had a job that I loved several years ago, and the one time I got promoted to the highest position I could have been, it was to take over a project from hell. And I ended up getting paid, you know, a salary by the day. I was working 12 days for $100. I had readers who were at the lowest level who were making more money than I was to work an 8-hour day.
Yeah.
And needless to say, I eventually left that position with very bitter feelings and a lot of resentment. And and that's what we do to ourselves, because when we don't value ourselves, nobody else is going to value us. And I've worked with you, Steph. I know you're worth it.
As a matter of fact,
I had somebody in one of my other groups asking about a friend with histamine issues, and I was able to not only give her your name as somebody to look at, you know, what's on your website or, you know, your work, but I was also able to share with her something that I would not have known if I hadn't gone through the Core Reset with you, which was to warn her about the paprika in the supplements. And about bone broth and how these are considered really good healing foods, but if you've got histamine intolerance, you know, they're deadly. And this
right.
is something that I just picked up just going through your program.
Yep.
And you have this stuff at your fingertips. You've got this that you can share if people go to your website. And, you know, people were posting all the big names. And I was like, well, shit, I know somebody who knows more about that kind of stuff than anybody else. And she was
right.
like, I'm going to look into this, Steph Jackson.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you, Diane. Thank you.
Yeah, you need to value yourself because you
yeah.
put this information together. A lot of people have the information about Candida or histamine or SIBO, but I can't think of anybody else I've seen who covers all of those things and is able to work with people individually, and that is hugely valuable.
Yep, it's hugely
so.
Valuable. And I'm just going to chime
yeah.
in that I've been in practice for 25 years. I teach practitioners, and I've learned from you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got to value that. I want you, I'm going to just put it out there now, we don't have dates yet, so I can't invite you with specific dates, but I want you to speak at our SIV conference.
Yay!
Because
Yay!
You have so much to share. And, you know, it's probably going to be like, the middle week in June. We just can't get anybody to confirm dates for us. But yeah, I want you out there. I want everybody to have this information.
Awesome. I do too.
Okay?
I love you.
I know you do. And you can only help people if you don't get resentful at your boss.
I am my boss.
I know. When you resent yourself for driving yourself so hard and not giving you the time to do the creative work to train other practitioners so more people are aware of all these things, all of what Diane said, and the stuff
right.
that people are saying, oh, yeah, just do bone broth. Well, not necessarily. You got to think about it. And, you know, when I say to people now, oh, yeah, just add probiotic foods, I have to say, well, but you have to go slowly. And if you're having a bad reaction, it could be SIBO, it could be histamine. You know, and it just is really training practitioners. So we're not just making all the blanket, this is good for you, statements
yes.
without giving people
yes.
the how you know if it's not good for you. And you really are master at that.
I have seen, you know, people who have larger followings, and I have seen them recommending, like, soil-based organisms or L-glutamine or bone broth or, you know, whatever to just everybody. I went
right.
through a program where somebody said, oh, yeah, one of the best things you can do with leaky gut is everybody should be eating fermented foods and taking L-glutamine. And I'm going, okay, I can't really speak up here because I'm a client in the program and this person is the one in charge, and I can't very well say, well, actually. But
right.
if people asked me, I would be like, you know. So there are people out there with very large followings who are putting out that blanket information. And
right. Right.
You know, so
yeah.
I do speak up when I feel like I can. If I'm not going to be in a confrontational position with someone in a position of more authority than I have in a group, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm gonna invite you to shift that perspective just a little bit, and all of us. Because first of all, I just want to really echo what you said about there's the biochemical individuality, that's what we're threading through all of NEPT, is everything is like, well, is this good for people? And the answer is always, it depends, right? You can always say, it depends, and then you can show. So I'll share with you what I think would be a very respectful way to share that in an environment where the teacher, quote-unquote, is a little bit off the track, is to, you can, and it opens up their eyes. And if somebody does that with me, I'm like, really? I didn't know that. Oh, I'll look into it. You can say something that's like, oh, those are great perspectives, and I know that they're good for, like, you know, 85-90% of the population, but I just want to make sure that people are aware that there are going to be cases where, you know, sometimes that's not right because of some other imbalances and intolerances. So, you know, I know in particular because there could be a histamine problem and they may have a reaction to that. So I just wanted to put it out from my experience that there may be situations that aren't, so if somebody's having a bad reaction, that might be the reason. I did this when I took a program from Alyssa Cohen, who, you know, she teaches raw foods and she's teaching a lot of stuff that wasn't right. And so I would just pipe in and go, oh, yeah, but and that, and this and this. And after a while, she kept turning to me.
Well, the thing was, do you have anything to add to that? And people would follow me around. So you can't, withholding information is like giving wrong information. Like, it's really, you really shouldn't be withholding information that you think could help people, but it's just really learning to speak it in a way that respects their authority. Like, I'll give you an example. I was interviewed for the Brightline Eating Program. My friend Susan Pierce-Thompson teaches this program. I don't know how many of you saw it. Probably everybody saw it because she got every health person in the world to promote for her and got 115,000 people to opt in. But she asked me to do a talk for her. And, you know, there's some things I totally disagree with. I love a lot of what she teaches. You guys heard her speak because she was an ACR speaker. But like breakfast, she has people doing fruit and grain for breakfast. And so I had to be really careful of how I worded it when I was speaking insulin resistance and how important it was to maybe not do and have your carbs later in the day. So I worded it in such a way that people were going, oh, what can we do instead? And I had talked about chia. And so Susan piped in and she says, oh, that's a really good point for some people who have this issue. This is a good point. And you know, here's how I would recommend incorporating the chia. So she learned something from that. And she learned something that when she has clients that are going through her program and they're not getting the results she expects, she's not throwing up her hands and saying, I have no idea why. She's looking at saying, oh, maybe we need to modify that breakfast idea and get them doing more of a protein-based breakfast and have their carb later in the day. So she learned from that. I was very respectful. Her people appreciated it. She appreciated it. And I got her to stop sharing information that wasn't right because that could be hurting people. Make sense?
Thank you.
So play with it, you know? But it's really, I took a long time for me to not speak my voice. And for a while, I actually started speaking it when somebody looked in my eyes and said, you got something going on in your throat. There's some kind of blockage in your throat. And she said, and I'm not sure it's physical blockage. And I went, okay, I'm being called here. Well, I don't always speak my voice because I feel people enter. I don't want to step on people's toes. So I really worked with that and learned how to do it. And sometimes I probably step on people's toes because I'm from New York and I'm Italian and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's important for us to speak the truth in a way that helps everyone but doesn't make anybody wrong.
Good advice. Thank you.
Yeah. And Steph's real good at that. I've heard you.
Oh, thank you.
I've heard you when there is a conflicting thing that somebody's heard from somebody else, I've heard you be very good at sidestepping and not making anybody wrong. As much as you probably want to make them wrong.
Yeah. So much more direct. Nope, that's wrong.
Nope, don't do that. And there are people who do that. And what I call it is you lose credibility when you state opinion as fact. And there's a lot of people out there, like, that do that.
Right.
I'll give you an example of...
I was going to say at Shine, I did that with Tom O'Brien. There was something that he shared in his talk that totally disagreed with the things that I had been reading. I think when he said that the FODMAP from gluten were actually beneficial, I think what the studies that, because I had read the same studies that he had read, and what I had gleaned from them was that it was the resistant starches that were beneficial.
Mm.
And I ended up having to really, really think hard about how, because after his talk, I was like, okay, I need to go and talk to him about this because I want to make sure that I have the right information and that he has the right information. And so I went and I asked him if maybe we could both go back and look at those studies again and then just make sure that we both are super clear on which kind of starches are the beneficial ones, because we were both out there speaking and sharing this information with people and we want to make sure it's accurate. And he was like, oh, yeah, let's do that. Like, you know, because I wasn't sure. All I knew is that what I had learned was different from what he had learned, and we both had read the same studies.
Yeah, that's a great approach. And you gain credibility with people, you gain respect with people who may not, you've heard of him, but he never heard of you, right? So,
exactly.
You know, you elevate yourself from being this, like, quote-unquote nobody status to being like, oh, wow, that person is really smart. I have to follow what she's saying, you know, or at least observe and listen to or take a second look at.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't gain credibility when you walk in. Like the folks, the militant vegan folks or the militant, Weston Price folks, you have to eat meat 5 times a day to be healthy. You can never eat meat or you'll never be healthy. And, you know, I've been vegan for 30 years, so for me that it works, and I really am, you know, concerned about the planet and concerned about the implications, but I recognize that there's times that people absolutely do not do well on a diet until you've created change and imbalance. I will never say, you'll never hear me say everybody has to be vegan to be healthy or everybody has to eat raw foods to be healthy. I'll look at biochemical individuality, but there are people like, I don't know, Sally Fallon, when she speaks, it's like horrible. Like she doesn't do quotes from studies, she just bashes. She's a basher. And you don't want to be a basher. You want to be somebody who can, you know, work with and then maybe provide some evidence like, oh, have you looked at this? This may, you know, be something that would change that perspective for you. So,
right.
So let's go around and see what, you know, just like everybody say one thing they want to walk away with, like a commitment to do. Is anybody on the Facebook group that's willing to write those down in the thing, like Allison said this or... Is that something somebody's willing to do? No? I don't feel like doing it because then I won't listen to you. I just usually write it on my iPad. Well, maybe I'll write it in there instead of my iPad. Okay, so let's start with Diane. One thing that you're going to walk away, one thing you've walked away with and learned from this, like one takeaway, aha, and then one thing that you're going to do, whether it's a self-care thing or a business thing, it's totally fine.
Okay. Well, I think I got two really big ahas, and one was just about valuing ourselves and, just that perspective like you were talking about with Steph, but also this about speaking your truth politely. I'm not from New York, and I'm not Italian, but I'm a Sagittarius, and we are tact-challenged, so that can be a struggle. But I do, sometimes I do feel bad if I don't speak up because I feel like I'm letting people promote wrong information, but I'm still learning sometimes how is the best way to do it and how to not abuse my position and, you know, where to you know, draw that line that I can make sure that the information that I feel is more correct is out there, or at least the bioindividuality. But one thing
yeah.
I will commit to is getting some more specifics as to what I definitely want to have in the gluten program and refining that so that I have something to work with on our VIP day and
right.
also really start polishing up that Live It ebook. So those I definitely intend to work on between now and the next call. So
great. Okay. Thank you. So Kim.
Yes, my nugget was what you spoke about in the very beginning there about opening up space and things will come, and that's something that's been with me for the past couple of weeks now and just learning to be still.
Yeah.
Totally different from my corporate hat that I wore forever in healthcare, so it's been really good to just nurture and really be still and own that and hear it from somebody else when you validate that. It's just like, yep, thank you. So I appreciate that piece. And what I'm going to be committed to is really that huge nugget, which was huge for me today, was looking at what I want the participants to get out of this seminar,
yes.
right? And focusing on that and the package and becoming truly laser focused and clear on what that's going to look like. And I'm going to plan that out in the next couple of days and truly sit and be still with that. And what that looks like from an intuitive space as well, and just kind of put that all out there and see what comes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
It's amazing what can happen when we just do that and say, be still. You don't go into it with a preconceived, oh, I don't know what to do. It's like, okay, what do I want them to have? What can I, you know, and pull in some breathing and meditation and whatever energy work you might do to help you to ground and be able to get access to that inner wisdom.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So, Allison.
Hello there.
So I'm going to sort out this free talk on Sunday. Sunday's also my daughter's birthday, but that's the only day I've got free at the moment. And then I'm going to spend some of the time on the plane flight to Portugal and on the day before the actual course. And I'm going to be looking at really allocating the time to the program and seeing what's feasible with my calendar. I've got two lovely wall charts that came with my planning thing, which helped me with that. Looking forward to that. And it's been really inspiring connecting with you all again and hearing your way forward. And thank you, Rita Marie, for sharing your that you really, really understand where we're coming from with our difficulty valuing ourselves. That's just, you know, you've been there. And you understand the hurdle we have to get through. Our self-belief, you know.
Yep. Yeah, and it pops up again, you know, so don't think you get over it and then you raise your fees and then you sit with it, you sit there and go, like, oh, am I giving enough to this person? And I got to make sure. And then it's a continual process of refining it and knowing when enough is enough. And it comes a lot from just believing that you are enough and that you have a gift and that it's criminal to withhold it from people. So... what's one thing, anything that you gleaned from something that other folks were talking about? Was there anything there that a nugget for you?
It's just amazing that Steph doesn't value herself. We all know your value, Steph. You're just amazing. So it's really exciting that you're being invited to SIV. That's really cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it's funny when we hear that from other people that you value, and you go, oh, my God, she doesn't see her value. Yeah, you know, we need to turn that around and hold the mirror up to ourselves and really see us the way other people see us. And see your value. You have a tremendous value. You have the hugest heart. You have the combination of, you know, medicine needs energy work. I mean, there's so much there. And, you know, we're just ready to get you out there and shining. So, thank you. And Steph, you can wrap it up.
All right. I got a lot out of this call. And I feel like there was a thread from the moment when you said, when you open up space for something to happen, and then hearing again from Allison, who is just physically super busy with a packed schedule, and from Diane, who's kind of had, like, life dump a bunch of stuff on her, and just feeling overwhelmed, and then myself, who's trying to break out of, like, a 24/7 schedule and get back my health. And then hearing you say that thing about space as well. So, I mean, it's nice to know that everybody needs support every once in a while. I commit to actually deciding what my packages and investments are. And I'm going to actually post that up on my website just so that I have that to stand behind and some clarity.
Can I make a suggestion before you post it on the website?
Yep.
Post it in this group and let us just make sure you're not still underselling yourself.
Yeah, can I do that? Can
please.
I post a description and then, okay,
yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yes, I mean, I for sure will look at it, but the others can look at it because they know your value too and they see what other people are out there charging and, you know,
right.
I think because we do undervalue, and I don't want you to post it on your website and then go, oh, okay.
Right.
Or have us go, Steph, what are you doing?
Yeah. It also helps me to imagine one of you having a similar package and what I would expect to pay for it. Like what you said about if I could pay $40 and have a bunch of sessions with Diane and she could have figured out that I, like, had gluten in my damn supplements, like, 2 months ago, something like that, right?
Right, exactly. So think about it. You know, if somebody offered you, Allison, to sit with you and, you know, do some hormone stuff for $40 an hour, or, you know.
Yeah. No, I would pay twice that for Allison and still be a deal. So, yeah.
You'll also pay twice that to get your toilet unplugged.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Especially if it's a Sunday. Guy came in on a Sunday because my toilet overflowed and my son was, like, really embarrassed because all his poop was all over the floor. And the guy came in and it was $250 and he was there for a half an hour.
Wow. Well, I should look into that. It still deals with poop. And
still deals with poop. Only you'll clean up the mess before it gets out there. Yeah. Anyway. I just wanted
Thank
to put
you.
That out there, okay? So let us look at it, please. Please do, because we don't want you to continue to undervalue yourself and then be working too hard and then not be able to do all the other stuff that you don't get to. That's more important. That's going to impact more people. That's going to bring you more income and joy because you're serving these people who don't want to pay your full price.
Right. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys, so thank you so very much. This is great. I love these calls, and I get a lot out of it as well as give a lot. And we'll talk again soon. Make sure you post up. I've got this. I just posted it. So now you're officially committed.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye, ladies.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Bye, Kim.
My pleasure. Bye.
Bye.